Everybody, this is Ronnie Amatron, the Creation Light Shift, and we're here to have another wonderful program. We love to have call-ins calling in to ask questions. Also, we can read the BBS Fast Chat. So we're on Station 1 today, which you'd probably know because you're listening to Station 1. Our Friday show is on Station 2, and we do that program kind of for paranormal questions and things. So if you'd like to call in tonight, please do so. Let's do a sample clearing here. This will help free up your one of your invisible energetic bodies right now, and this one we're going to be looking at will be the emotional one. Remember, this is our emotional body that kind of wraps around us, and when it gets overloaded with densities, it spills over into our physical body, causing us basically harm. So here we go. Go back a couple of days here. Think of a situation that you may have dealt with, and we're going to release that from you. We'll take away the charge. You're still going to be able to look at the situation, but the actual sting out of it will be released. So here we go. So count to five. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, do it again. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So let's see what else we can do here. We'll do a pain body for those of you who have been in pain or are in pain. So think of a situation. Some people like to actually physically maybe hold their body over that location. And hold their hand over that location on their body. Not hold your body, but I guess that would be the same thing. So here we go. Just think of something, and one, two, three, four, and five. Let's do a mental body. So for those of you who think a lot, live in your head, keep recycling those thoughts of judgment. Here we go. Want to get you out of that. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's do a clearing anxieties. So this is not necessarily a body, but it could be. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Wow, I'm yawning. Some people must be out there with anxiety. So here we go again. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll do one other clearing here. Then we'll see if Sylvia's out there. So this next clearing is going to be for heartache. And here we go. Think of a situation that you've dealt with. And it could be any time in your life. Release the energy on it. So one, two, three, four, five. I'm going to do some more here. It's pretty sick. Seven, eight, nine, and 10. Hey, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, hello and welcome, everyone. And I see we have a few people on the fast chat. I want to say hello to Marie R., Dulce, Ed, Peter from Australia, or Pete from Australia, Chris, and anyone else who's there and listening. Welcome. And we have a question already on the fast chat, Ron, and a comment about the, I'll start with the comment and then we'll get to the question. Chris says, I felt anxieties as soon as I turned on the show. And then he says, what could that be?
Good question. It could be the bad Scoobies in you that are being anxious here because they're probably going to get released. So that's kind of what I would think here. There's a lot of things happening now. Remember, the light ship is doing the clearings as we speak. The last maybe 2.5 weeks, clearing out the aliens that are attached to the word God and or whatever other name it would be, equaling that. That could be maybe Jehovah. It could be Allah, anything like that out there. And so these religions now, these aliens that are controlling and brought that energy down here, okay, and are using the people as pawns and also connecting to them energetically, those aliens are being eliminated. So the religions will be, at some point here, free of the energy of the aliens as people go to church. And remember, like I say, when you pray to something outside of yourself, you become prey to what you're praying to, so that energy will be released. So a lot of people have commented to me that they feel lighter, they feel happier, that they have a little better body movements because we're entangled greatly throughout our genetics, inside of our genetics. And, you know, when you go to a church or a mosque or whatever, you're being connected to these energies for reinforcement. And it's an ongoing thing. So your body now is becoming more comfortable being itself. So I'd say it's very possible that coming onto the program maybe tonight, the energy is, for myself, very intense. It's been very intense for the last 2.5 weeks since they cleared the first alien races. And there's, you know, maybe thousands of them connected to each religion. And so it's all been... for myself, a little rough, but other than that, that's probably what you're sensing. Maybe something inside of you is kind of squirming. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I hope that answers your question, Chris. And let's see, we have a comment from Thomas. Cleared my death barcodes over the weekend. Still doing the emotional piece. That's great. Wonderful. And if you'd like to call in and talk about that, we would love that. Or if you'd like to comment more on the Fast Chat about what you experienced, that would be wonderful too. And we have a question from Marie, and this is Marie R. The question is, Ron, could you talk about the new blood clearing you just put up on the website?
Okay, yes, that's a brand new clearing, and that's to get rid of the alien energies out of your body that are associated with the blood. The main ones are probably like the implants that are connected there. And I think the most harmful thing would be the waste products. So I think there's, I believe, 5 clearings on that one. It was put up a while ago. I'll have to see what my notes are, if I still have them here, of what they say they are. But I don't see it. One more piece of paper. Yeah, I don't see it handy here. But it's designed to get rid of these alien parasites out of us. So, and what I will mention, too, is, you know, as these religions get released, we'll see a little more freer movement probably in our bodies. But that's only the ones that are connected to the religions. You know, we still have a lot of transmissions done to us continuously. So they're still out there. So just having this, the God clearing, we'll call it, may not solve all the problems here, but it will help. The clearings are still are needed, we'll say actually required to move yourself on because you need to have a better life. Hey, I think I heard a beep there. Someone out there?
Yes, hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. So, Ron, I had a question. Do you think that the shapeshifters could control the orbs to download them in regard to pain and rejection or to make you do what they want? Or do you think that the... because I'm not sure the orb would have enough intelligence to download itself into a person's personality. I'm wondering if the shapeshifters would... work the orb to do that, or how do you feel that's being accomplished?
Yeah, very interesting. You could be possibly correct there. I really haven't looked too close at that. I know the orbs are connected to the consciousness of the jellyfish. And so, remember, a shapeshifter could still be, you know, as the word shapeshifter is, you know, it still could be, you know, a jellyfish looking like something else. And so, you know, the orb would be, in a sense, a shapeshifter because it doesn't look like a jellyfish. People see them as a round ball, you know, of light. And a lot of times they have little faces on them, and you go, oh, isn't that cute, that little smiley face. Well, that's probably what they want you to see. If it had a big frown, you know, then you probably wouldn't like it, you know, but being shown to me, people have taken these pictures and they're like smiley faces, you know, and they go, oh, isn't that cute, you know?
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
So I don't know if the other shapeshifters that come into people that control their body are forcing the orb to do things either. You know, it's hard to say. Remember, there's a hierarchy out there. And the hierarchy, you know, is the way the aliens work. In fact, I got an email today, which is very surprising. I only read part of it. MUFON, which is the UFO community, is telling people, I won't say all of MUFON, but this came across as this way. So it may not be 100% correct, but MUFON is now telling people to consciously think to have alien intervention here and that you wish to have contact with the aliens, you know, and that they'll come and help you out or something. So, but that's what most people talk about anyway, but that's an actual organization now trying to get people connected. So anyway.
I think we have too much contact with them already.
Yeah, but the people, you know, they want to get out their flashlight and turn it off and on, like in the old days, doing Morse code messages, you know, if you're a Cub Scout or Boy Scout, you know, those old flashlights had a little button on them. You might remember that, Larry. You know, do some Morse code up there in the sky and have them blink their lights at you, maybe make a sound like a jet airplane. You go, oh, yeah, that's them up there. They're contacting me. Oh, wonderful, you know. So people still think that they're mainly in 3D and that, you know, they're just above us maybe a year in our technology down here, but they're far advanced. So anything that you see like that is just probably a way that they're attempting to communicate to us, but it may not even be them. It may be something else. Like I said, your neighbor could be flying one of these objects up there, and it won't be alien. It will be, you know, a terrestrial. So, extraterrestrial. So back to you, Larry, if you have anything else to add.
Yes, I was wondering, could we get a clearing on the kidneys, digestive, gastro tract area? Could we get something like that?
Yeah, we could do that. So here we go. So if anybody has that concern, bring up the light beam now on your monitor screen. Here we go. We'll energize the light beam, and we'll put some energy into you. So here we go. So one, two, the light beam's about an inch or so on your scroll bar. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay? And with that blood clearing, now what we have is alien blood parasites. We have their waste products. That's number two. Number three is the odd harmonics that they give us. Remember, the light's only even harmonics. The darkness works in odd a lot of times. And then we have the alien blood barcode, hello. And then we have spirit integration on that clearing. This is the new alien blood clearing barcode. And that will be free to people who come on the conference call, which will be coming up on the 17th through the end of the month here. So we'll have 28 hours of healing on the light ship. And the 8-hour calls then will start on the 18th with three back-to-back Sundays. And the first part of the calls will be the Ascension one, which is the 17th on Saturday. So, light beams up. Let's bring the energy in. So, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so let's bring in the energy for healing now. The light beam's activated. So I'll count to 10 and request your healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Okay. And back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I hope, Marie, that answered your questions about the new clearing. And thanks, Ron, for putting that up. That sounds wonderful. And we have a couple of comments. Chris says, can I just say that it's been a lot easier to stay in or to drop down into my heart center recently? So that's great. And, Ron, do you think that has to do with the energies being cleared out and the work that you've been doing in the last few weeks with the light ship?
I would say probably so. Remember, we look like cotton candy to them. That's how many energetic cords we have. So you know how cotton candy looks, and that's just one race, and you're the stick in the middle. And just think of having 1,000 of those cotton candy cocoons, we'll call it, around you, and they all connect energetically to you. And remember, you're their feeding ground, and this is what they're doing to us here, numbing out our consciousness. So that's kind of how I see it here. We're really entangled with these cordings, and as we start to get some of this off of us, we'll be able to have a better connection to our spirit, at least have communication, have better movement in our bodies. We put enough the robotic clearing, too, at some point here. And then also the chakra clearing will be coming up also. So maybe in the next week or so, those will both be up, I hope. So we'll see. And also maybe the shadow bodies. So we have three clearings that will be coming up, maybe another one, too. But these are all ones that just have come about fairly recently to help people out to get rid of this stuff. Remember, the religions are one thing, and the aliens are, you know, coming into us are another. So remember, we're still connected to these alien races because we were created by them. We have the blueprint, which was probably from the light, and then they switched over to darkness, or they sold part of us to some other race. So, you know, as above, so below, you know how it is here. So somebody got a payoff there, and maybe the payoff people also sold it to somebody else. So, you know, you don't own your own real estate here, you know. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, that's not a fun thought, being someone's feeding ground. So glad that's getting cleared up. And doesn't it feel like a lot of just kind of the thought forms that went along with all of that alien-controlled religion have lifted off?
Yeah, I would say so. Uh-huh. And they're still doing more religions. That includes, you know, people worshiping the sun, you know, stuff with, you know, Wicca, all different types of things that people do to attempt to empower themselves with, you know, going outside of themselves as some type of modality. That's what it amounts to. And the aliens are there in the background or even in the forefront because they want you to go outside of yourself, and they're there to give you that ticket ride. And you're on that ride once you connect. And they're getting something out of you as you start using this energy. So hopefully you can call in tonight, everybody. If you want to go on the telephone and hear the program, you might want to write this down. Just came up on the fast chat. If you have a computer problem, and it might be good to have anyway in case you can't be on a computer, the phone number for tonight would be 712-432-0075. It's on the fast chat. Thank you, Heal. 712-432-0075. Then they'll prompt you with a PIN number. And that PIN number is 652957. 652957. There we go.
And then the pound sign, I think, after that.
The pound sign, yes. That's always probably needed, yeah.
Yep. So I want to ask a question from Pete from Australia, but I'm going to just give the phone number real quick for anybody who'd like to call in. And it's 888-815-9756. And that's if you want to call in and actually come on the show live and ask Ron a question. Again, it's 888-815-9756. So we have Pete from Australia asking, Ron, he says, regarding, I guess, the darkness to light clearing, Am I feeling light beings or my spirit patting me to health?
Oh, how sweet. That's great. Yeah, that's good. Very, very good.
Any comments on that? Or?
Yeah, you're probably getting really connected to your spirit. So it's helping. That's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You want to just mention what that darkness to light clearing is for people that are listening for the first time?
Yeah, what it is, it's the way that the darkness energies, remember, the darkness was not created by the light, so it doesn't necessarily know what the light is, and that's the same with the light, doesn't know what darkness is. Now, if anything from the darkness approaches the light, or was in a battle with the light, you know, let's just say that you're out, in a spaceship, and all of a sudden one of your buddies out there in another spaceship, you know, started doing maybe negative things or mind control, and or maybe one of those things was actually connected to one of those God religions, okay? Then all of a sudden the light came and they got terminated. Nothing, poof, they're gone. So you're not going to like the light too much. They may have been your friends, okay? So right away you're afraid of them, much like we have here with people's mindsets. So they don't know what to do. So they, the darkness may actually fear the light, which is good, but it may not be the fear that they really need to understand. So some of the beings that do come into people want to come into the light, but they have no way of doing it because they don't want to become a crispy critter. So this is the way they can come into the light. They'll take the original body form, whatever they have, and that body now will become a body of light, and so they'll be given a spirit. So now you have a spirit and a body. That's the difference between the darkness and the light. The darkness only has bodies. There's no spirit in them as we know it, okay? And our bodies have a spirit with a body. So we have two things. You only have one. And that clearing is designed to give the chance and availability for the dark side beings, the soulless beings, to come into the light and to have a new reality. And when they do that, then you don't go by the laws that the darkness has, we'll say, which is manipulation and control. And for us, what we have here is mind control from them. And remember, the darkness doesn't care about anything. It will eat and devour even its own kind. It just keeps eating. And this is why you see a lot of practitioners now who are becoming ill, because they are using the light of the darkness, thinking they're using light to do their modalities of healing, and they're getting ill. And this is because they're in the wrong situation. I was talking to one lady a couple expos ago. She didn't look very good, and she works with crystal skulls. And she didn't stay long enough for me to tell her not to, but she may still be doing that. But she says, geez, Ron, I'm not doing very well. My body's kind of falling apart. I felt great a couple years ago. I don't know if she's connected the dots about dealing with crystal skull energies versus, working with the light. And most of these practitioners out there, they look for things to work with, to get involved with, and because they want to make money at what they're doing. So the more they can put up on their table in front of them or on their brochure, that they have all these modalities of healings, they can make more money in different directions. Well, most of that, if not all of it, is darkness. But they don't know that, and they think because maybe they paid $5,000 to have the degree on the wall by going to a special practitioner, then that's what's happening. The newest thing I don't know that I've been seeing is the new Metatronic energy is coming. And not that they're new, but they're now being brought here. So if you ever hear about a Metatronic attunement or something like this here, run, don't walk, because that's what the new energies coming into the planet is trying to do, is to connect people and using the name of Metatron to do this here. So it's very dangerous. I've seen a couple people who have been attuned by those energies, and they basically had a really rough time after the attunement. So, here we go. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, once again, you know, it's a great reminder that our divinity is within us, and a lot of times people, you know, have the idea that they can't find what they need within themselves. They can't connect, you know, to the divinity within, and so they're searching outside of themselves for something that will do it for them, as far as, you know, some of these different things like the crystals and so on. So do you have any words of wisdom about that for us tonight, Ron?
Yeah. There are energies that people use, you know, like crystals. Crystals are fine if they're not programmed, but you can deprogram them just by rinsing them off with water. So anything that's on this planet can provide healing. You know, you can hug a tree. You can pick up dirt, you know, you can, you know, people go in for healing, typically, you know, mud baths. Any of that stuff is good. I don't know if I'd go into the same mud that somebody else went into. It could be a growing medium, but I won't get into that. But, you know, anything that comes from the earth will probably be perfectly fine for you for healing. It's when somebody takes it and injects mind energy into it for a certain particular thing. Then you change it from heart energy into mind energy. And you can, you know, deprogram it, we'll say. I should use the word just get rid of the energy just by washing like a crystal or rock. That's easy to do. What I will say, too, is if you are given a crystal by somebody, maybe it's passed down to you, you may want to just rinse it off to get rid of the energy on it, too. If you wear one yourself around your neck, which a lot of people do, I would probably clean it daily because it will take on your stuff. Remember, it's heart energy, and how much heart energy can it hold and give you, because you're actually taking energy away from it to be balanced. This is the way gemstones work and crystals, so and minerals. So kind of just realize that, so you want to cleanse it. And that's all that I can say. Nothing's wrong with them. It's just when you use mind energy on it to do something, then you're using the darkness because the mind is darkness. So the original things on the planet here that grow here are from love energy. And it's perfectly fine to do that. That's probably why we eat the food on this planet, you know, things that grow out of the ground. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, we have interesting request, and that is to experience dinosaur energies.
Oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Hey. And I did have somebody asking me about how many invisible bodies do we have to have cleared. It's the ones that are bothering you. Okay, so I would say most people probably need about a half a dozen of the invisible bodies cleared. You know, I would start with the emotional one, which I always recommend. You probably want to do your pain body if you've been in pain during your life. Mental body, for sure. From there, you want to do your sensory body. And, you know, we live in emotional energies here, so you may have had heartache. So you may want to just add that in there. You could create a clearing, you know, from the website, or maybe type in heartache when you do an emotional clearing too, or just do that clearing over again and put in heartache. Then we have a feeling body. So those for sure you want to clean out. Then we have a bunch of other ones that's listed on the website too, which you may want to do. But those are the main ones that you want to get out of yourself. Remember, once you have a clearing done, what you think you have wrong with you at the beginning may be completely cleared just by the emotional clearing. And if you want to go on the self-empowerment page, there's many issues there that we deal with. So I would say do those clearings, and then, you know, also those are bodies that get filled up. And then maybe go on the self-empowerment one and get rid of the issues. That's $30 a month for that, and it's for 6 weeks. Just a great thing to get onto. So let's see here. What was the question again? Sylvia?
It was for dinosaur energies.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, here comes the dinosaurs. Yeah, we do this on the conference call now and then. Remember, we have three conference calls. Just got off of one earlier, which we did water charging for the week here. So the conference calls on Monday and Friday are $20 for 1 hour healing. This is for physical healings. And you go to the light ship. You're there physically, much like we do on Saturday Night Live. It's a sample of that, but on the light ship, when you're there continuously, they work with more things. So that's the advantage of it here. So here we go, dinosaur energy. So I'll bring in the dinosaurs. This is from the light ship, and request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So just enjoy the dinofish energy. Dinosaur energy. Maybe they're dinofish too. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question about, I guess we have a request from Kimberly for the feeling body.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So the feeling body is like the flip side of the coin of the emotions. I've mentioned this on most of the shows here, but if you're brand new, you need to have the emotional body cleared first. And then if you say, I didn't feel much going on, then it's the feeling body. So a lot of women live in their feelings. So if you use the word feeling in your vocabulary, that means that that body is clogged up. And you're using feeling because what you're dealing with got recycled instantly. Remember, these issues only come up in you because the body's stuffed full. That's your mirror. When the body's empty, you're not going to feel anything. So here we go. That's a clue to you, okay? Remember, if you have pain in your body, what's going to come up first? Your pain. If you don't have pain, you're not going to see any pain or sense pain. But some people carry that pain energy with them. So you mentioned about pain that they can revert back and say, oh, yeah, I had pain like 2 years ago. I remember that. Well, if you don't have any pain, you're not going to say that. This is the way these bodies work. So when they're stuffed full, then automatically they're going to be dumping this energy right back into you. Remember, history repeats itself. And with the body, this history will actually kill you, and the physical body will kill itself to get well because it'll bring up these issues over and over and over again. So feeling body sample. So let's go back 10 days. For those of you who want to be brave, we'll go back 10 days and clear that for you here. Just pick two issues right now, and we'll see what we can do for you. So first issue. I'll count to 10 to release the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second issue. Uh-oh, I'm yawning. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I got some sadness coming up here. So we're going to work on an issue that is probably stuffed into the feeling body, which is sadness. So this is just like opening up your computer, going to a particular file folder, and now you got the word sadness. The folder is actually called feelings. So here we go, sadness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. I've got to do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And making my heart hurt, so there's some energies out there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, okay. For somebody out there who's feeling this here, maybe they're not recovered quite yet, I would say go on the emergency healing on the website and maybe type in an issue that you could be dealing with. If you don't know what it is, then just put the word sadness and have the light ship work with it. Okay. So we have a question here from Chris here. Is there more than one blood barcode? I've only seen one so far. So that's all that I've seen is just one. So that goes with your blood all the time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. We have a question about how many bodies do we have in total, and what about the 144?
Okay. I was told by the lightship we have 108 bodies. So a lot of those, I don't even know what they are. They could be very complex. So that's all that I have information on.
I would imagine some of those would be even possibly hard to translate as far as how what to name them in our language or our terms.
Yes, I would say that would be true 100% there, yes. Uh-huh.
Well, then we have a question. Let's see, somebody's asking if we can do some kind of clearing for the energy of what's going on with the World Cup right now and all of that sports drama related to that.
Well, I know nothing about it because I don't tune into that. If it's drama, you might want to type it into the darkness to light clearing here. So I don't know. Remember, I have no idea what's going on. So if there is a drama going on there, then what that is probably the darkness coming into people. Just all the same general issues with life here. So
yeah, there's so much of that in that area because, you know, it's like you have these huge pools of people filling up stadiums, and it's really easy to get people into competition and anger and hatred and,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of like a ready audience for that.
Yeah, we're kind of back in the Coliseum days, I guess, huh, where they're rooting on. Yeah, that's why I don't get involved with sports. Personally, because there's always a winner and a loser, and then you have one team with a bunch of people doing psychic attacks on the other team, wanting them to lose, so those poor people are being hit psychically with all different types of energies. And then they're also, the other team that they're rooting for is also being hit with psychic attack energies, wanting them to work harder and faster. So, and then if you notice, at least I have anyway, on a lot of the sports, the information or the sound that you hear of the people chanting or you know, doing their rah-rahs, at least on football, to me, all sounds the same. You know, you might, just for your own curiosity's sake, you know, when they get the football games up, maybe even now, you might get a recorder and maybe record the background cheers and just see if the same cheer is, you know, 5 minutes later, you know, because I know on the football teams, it sounds all the same, like they put a soundtrack in, add it on top of the people playing. I don't know, it's kind of weird to me, but that's what it sounds like. So who knows what mind control is being transmitted to you. And then also, even if those companies, people doing this are not doing this programming of the audio track, the aliens are connecting to it also, using it as a carrier way for their own information to program you. Remember, you know, you could watch the movie They Live. That's one of them which has subliminal programming in the background. There's many other ones out there, but that one shows that it's an older movie. But it's quite interesting. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I'll just add a comment on that whole subject. It's really interesting when you kind of look to see what we value, you know, on Earth as far as what people put their energy and money into. And you can, you know, you can take a look at a college, you know, that's maybe hurting financially and not able to give out many scholarships or put money into educating people on things that would be really valuable. And meanwhile, it's paying millions and millions and millions of dollars for a coach, you know, a football coach or something like that each year. So very interesting priorities that we have. And I think that's a great suggestion that you had, Ron, of just, you know, having someone type that in on the clearing. Was it the darkness to light one that you suggested using?
Yeah, I'd probably do that and just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, that's about all we could do for. Remember, that the Light Ship is here to help everybody if they want to come forward. And you can help maybe one or two people, your friends, by putting their name in or even paying for a clearing, like an emotional clearing. But to type in like the whole world population, no, it's not going to work because I'm not strong enough to do everything at one time here. So that's just, you might just type that in darkness to light, and maybe the darkness that wants to come into the light can do that. But, again, it's free choice, free will, and the Light Ship does allow everybody to choose darkness, which is probably the main problem that the light has, is that it gives you the choice to actually kill yourself with these bad energies. So it's you have to look at it, in a different way, because the light will allow you, your choice to turn to darkness. So you might want to type in like a media clearing possibly. You know, that would be a good one to type in for that. And also maybe, the people. I just wonder how those people do, any people that are older who are in sports, who have been in sports maybe previously, say 20, 30 years. I wonder how their health is after all those psychic attacks. Interesting.
Sure is. And let's see, we have some more questions on the fast chat. So one of those is from Pete, and the question is, when should we do the spirit barcode removal?
Good question. Very good question. Boy, if you want to get out of here and ascension was tomorrow, you'd want to have it before tomorrow. Okay? That's about all I could tell you. It's probably very urgent, at least that way the Light Ship can find you. Remember, it's just going to look for people that have the connection. And with the barcode off, your spirit will not be able to be taken into a dark universe. Okay? Because by having that clearing, you're being connected to the Light Ship, maybe your home base energy or something. I don't know exactly how to phrase it in words, but the Light Ship will know that you're around. And maybe before ascension, it will connect to you, where before it would not. And the barcode is on you because that's what you got stamped with when you came to this planet. So looking at it another way, you came here with free choice, free will. You got this barcode put on you, and you can never leave. And so most people go, why can't I leave here? Well, it's because you have a barcode on you. And that's why you're listening to this program, I hope, because you want to get the heck out of here. So that one is very imperative. So what we have is spiritual stuff on the website, which is like that. We have alien stuff on there. And then we have stuff to make your life better. And so the actual, like, whole lifetime clearings that we do and the seven-generational clearings, those are to make your life better, to get rid of your stuff. Okay? Now, that's physical. The other ones are spiritual. And so the barcode will help your spirit get out of here. So if you wonder why you're here and, why you leave your body all the time, mainly because you don't want to be here, but then you get trapped by getting suckered into a parallel universe that might look better, but then you're in more darkness than what you are here. But aside from that, the reason why, you don't like it here is because you've been stuck here for a long time, and the darkness here is not very good. So hopefully I answered that question okay. So, yeah, if ascension was tomorrow, by all means, you'd want to have this barcode before that so the Light Ship can find you. That's the reason for it. But if you want to live out another life, then it won't be in a planet of light because this planet, at this moment, as I'm talking, is no longer going to be in existence. There'll be a blueprint on the Light Ship. Now, the dark side can bring forth a planet like this, but you won't be able to go to it with the Earth spirit because your spirit's not going here. We did a show where I think the last show we did, maybe it was Saturday or maybe Friday, we took away energies going up to seven-dimensional reality. These are the robotic ones, I believe, and everybody felt these energies. This is why the Earth spirit's going to 8D. So, get a clue. That's why they're telling you, different practitioners, about the ascension process, And I kind of jokingly say, how can they know about ascension when they haven't ever ascended? They've been stuck here too, but yet they have all these books out on ascension. Hello, you know, the blind leading the blind here, but they have a book on it. So anything from 7 on down, including 7, has robotic energy as we speak. So we have a caller, I think, and we do have our Q&A coming up Friday after the BBS show, and I'll give you that number in a little bit here. So, caller, who's there?
Hello, caller, come on the line, please.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, great, wonderful, thank you. Can you give us your name?
Oh, yeah, this is Ren in Washington.
Hi, Ren, thank you so much for calling, and over to you for your questions or comments for Ron.
I just had a couple of comments. I guess I've been working with the light chip for a while now, and tonight when they activated the light being, I had some gum pain, and as soon as I thought of it, it immediately started to kind of, I felt kind of a warmth and a softness, and it just went away instantly. And that was really neat.
Yay, that's
and,
great.
I also wanted to comment, too, that I did the death barcode clearing about a month ago, and since doing that, it's really affected me a lot. I just have a lot more positive attitude towards life, and just recently, too, I've been doing the body rejuvenation, and that's kind of worked really well hand in hand with after doing the death barcode to kind of, it's just making me feel more alive in my body, and it feels really good.
Well, that's great. So I'm just curious, like I wrote on the webpage that you basically kind of, in a sense, dropped 10 years out of your life with energy, so you feel like you're 10 years younger. Did that kind of happen to you, too? Because you do sound pretty young.
Yes, I'm 28, and I was very surprised when you told me that I had my death code. I had gone through 2 death barcodes, one when I was 13 and one when I was 24, and that just shocked me when I learned about that, and so I got on the death barcode right away, and I do feel... after I did the death barcode and the emotional stress barcode, I noticed a difference mostly in kind of my attitude towards life. And I was kind of processing some things for a while. But once I started doing the body rejuvenation, that kind of kick-started more of me feeling more physically younger and more vibrant. And I do feel... more like, yeah, when I was a teenager, I would say.
That's great. That's great. Oh, you got your youth back.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, and I had another... Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, a comment about the robotic clearing you did last Thursday, the first time you did that, when you cleared the legs, and the next night... I had a strange experience. I don't remember if it was late at night or early in the morning, but I was kind of in a half asleep, half awake state. And all of a sudden it felt like I couldn't feel my legs, like they weren't a part of my body. But it was just for a brief moment, and then it scared me, and I was kind of panicking, and I was kind of trying to force my body to move. And then I got the movement back and the control back of my legs, but it was just a strange feeling. And I have felt different ever since I've been listening to the samples of the robotic clearings that you've been giving. I feel more like, I don't know, the way the relationship I feel to my body is sort of different. I kind of feel myself more as almost like a field of energy that's, it's really hard to describe, but just different. I don't know if that makes sense or anything, but...
What I found with the robotic one is that we have these programs, we have a controlling program that's in other dimensions affecting us here. and that clearing takes away this energetic, robotic energy that's connected to maybe our muscles, our bones, our skin, and that robotic program runs us. So when you're in the robotic program, you do routines, and you may even have special speech patterns or sentences that you always say because it's actually a program. So you're acting just like a robot, and you don't really realize that because this thing is controlling you. Once it's released, you might say, like yourself, probably that energy was taken away from you, and your body had to now understand, you know, that you have legs, okay, because you're using that program since birth. And so some people, I've noticed that they have said that they maybe cannot connect to their body as well at first, maybe after maybe a few minutes, because all of a sudden you have to now know that you have a body, where before the robotic programming was making your body move. So now you have to use your own body consciousness to actually override that and to be the way you're supposed to be, to have your body get run by you rather than a program. So that may help some people out there. I think we started that last Wednesday, Friday, and maybe Saturday. So let me pull the dates up for that here in case you're listening to an archive here. So that would be Wednesday was the 30th of June, and then we got Friday, which is the 2nd of July, and Saturday the 3rd. And those are three times that we did some energetic work with the robotic programs.
Yeah, and I'll add to that, most of the clearing work was on the one on the Wednesday the 30th, and a little bit more on the next day, but also more of the explanation of how it works and what was happening. So really good shows to listen to on the archives.
Yeah, so you might just take a note of that, everybody. So we have our question. So thank you, Rand, for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so we have our question and answer time after the BBS program on Friday. And that will start approximately 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And last time we went for, geez, I think it was like a couple hours or something. Had a lot of people talking, listening. It was quite nice. And I'm doing this, you know, just so people can learn more about the light shift. So I'm kind of turning it into, in a sense, what I would be doing, so to speak, at the expo. So you can ask your questions, get information, and it's mainly based for the new people who are kind of curious, wondering what's going on, what this is about, and also for the other people, the older old-timers, we'll call them, the dedicated people who want to get the heck out of here and want to get their body feeling better, and they can also answer questions too, and ask for information. So the whole thing is just to inform you more, to give you an idea about the light ship, and we can do healings on it too. So it's just a wonderful time just to get together. So that's why I have this now. So it'll be like a workshop type of a conference call here, and it's free. And the phone number is 646. It's also on the fast chat, but you can write this down, 646-519-5800. And again, there's a PIN number, 9009 and the pound sign. So 646-519-5800. And the PIN is 9009. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Well, once again, our evening flew by here. Our time is actually at the end. So any last comments or words of advice?
Boy,
words of wisdom?
I kind of notice the energies that's kind of around you here, you know, or inside of you, because you're going to be feeling a little bit lighter as the days go on. That's the whole thing. Maybe you're going to be able to talk to your spirit a little bit easier. And remember, we're in ascension time, and this is why the religions are being, I won't say the religions are being terminated, but the aliens controlling the religions are. So you're going to be seeing possibly people who are using those energies down here, the physical people, they won't have any more horsepower, okay, because the alien gods are not going to be connecting to them. So that's what's happening, because they're no longer going to be on this planet. And this is the problem why the Earth Spirit is suffering so much, is because people are choosing these religions instead of going within themselves. And they didn't understand the teachings of Jesus because it was too simple. They wanted to be more complex. And naturally, when you pray to something outside of yourself, it connects you to that energy. And then you're really asking for a favor, and they'll give you a big favor. The favor probably will be eternal death, which is what it actually is. You're connected to the darkness. So the light's always with you. You never lost that, but you probably lost it only because you didn't tune to the light inside of yourself. So back to you, Sylvia. Our next show is Friday on Station 2. So back to you, Sylvia, and we have the 8-hour call coming up the 17th on. So you can get that on the website, too, if you wish. You pay for that wonderful clearings, alien life form removal. So I guess we should probably sign off. Anything you want to add, Sylvia, quickly?
I'll just say thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for the wonderful questions, for the callers that called in. Really wonderful evening, everyone. And thank you, Ron, for bringing us the wisdom and the healings from the light ship to assist us all with the ascension process. And good night and blessings, everyone.
Okay, bye, everybody.